Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. This Tuesday morning, the markets opened like this. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 6:12, up one on the open. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 5.93 and a half, up 1 and a half on the open. July, 6:34, up 11. March corn opened at 3.96 and a half, up 3 on the open. May, 4.06, up 2. July, 4.17, up 2 and 3 quarters. December, 4.41 and a half, up 3 and a quarter. May of 2010, 4.53, down 6 and a quarter on the open. January beans opened at 9.39, up a half on the open. March, 9.47, down 1 and a half. May, 9.58, up 3 quarters. July, 9.69, up a half. November, 9.75, up 1. January of 2010 opened at 9.78. Down 1 3/4 on the open. January soybean meal opened at 294.50, up 2.40 on the open. March, 293, up 1.50. January soybean oil opened at 32.45, up 24 on the open. March, 32.87, up 34. December live cattle opened at 86.20, up 22.5 on the open. January feeders, 93.90, up 45. February lean hogs, 59.25, up 10 on the open. And February bellies opened at 86.02.5, down 142.5 on the open. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at 85.61 is up 77 points. The NASDAQ 1530 up 20. The S&P 500 at 879, it's up 965. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in Newmarket, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave. Beautiful day in Newmarket today.
Lots of sunshine, I take it?
Lots of sunshine, just cool enough. It's crisp, but it's not a lot of mud, so we love that over here. We're talking about the weather because the markets don't have a lot to talk about today, Dave. It's very light trade, as we just got off the phone with the traders in Chicago. They're saying the pits are thin this morning.
I imagine they'll be thin for the balance of the week, Wayne.
I think you're right again, Dave. And I think that because of the light volume here, and we haven't seen much fund activity today, it sort of looks like a two-sided trade. And I think to get an extremely higher trade today, we're going to take some fund activity. Other than that, why we look for this light two-sided trade today, probably ending up maybe just following how crude does here as it recovers a little bit, why we might get to the positive side here soon. So, but very quiet day without much news, a little more unrest, of course, in the Mideast, but that's not unusual. And, we're watching the dollar not, it's a tad stronger, 45 ticks this morning, but down around that 81.50 level for the dollar. So, makes things a little more advantageous for that. We do have the hog and pig report coming up today, looking for a little cutback as far as the hog numbers go. And we were a little bit pleasantly surprised by the amount of corn ground during October for ethanol. But, yeah. Of course, that's dropped off since then.
We do have that hog and pig report. The average guesses show that the crop will be a little bit less and that producers are holding on to a little bit more. It all makes sense, looking for better prices in 2009, I suppose.
I think so. There's a little bit of optimism out there, feeling that Maybe we can. The farmer's been very tight. You know, we've got this last bounce out of the corn, Dave, because of the way the farmer's been very, very tight holders. The funds got a little extra short and sort of got caught, and they had to buy back some stuff because they had some pretty large short positions coming into this week, and they'd been having to cover those along the way. So that's one of the reasons we've come on up, and very tight holders by the farmers. China continues to be a very good buyer of beans, but our corn exports just are lagging way behind and just aren't doing as well. So, you know, we'd like to see the corn exports come up a little bit, and we'd sure like to see the ethanol usage stay higher. And we're just hoping that after we have a new president that we maybe see an increase in the ethanol mandate being kicked up to, say, 12% to 13%. But we're hoping for the 12% to kick on in there and help our corn market a little bit.
What the market has shown me in the last several sessions, I think, Wayne, is that there's not a lot of buying interest under the market.
You know, there's talk, and there are people that they just sort of want to wait and see what's going to happen. The world economy, the U.S. economy is very, very fragile, Dave, and I think that we've seen a lot of people in the industry got caught buying high-priced fertilizer. And the ethanol plants buying high-priced corn, there's going to be a lot of cautiousness out here in this next 6 months.
Can the corn market, do you think, and let's look at the March contract, can the corn March contract rally to 425 or better without crude oil rallying? If crude oil hangs around the $40 level, can we see 425 or better corn?
It's going to be very, very difficult. It is going to have to come out of a drop in the dollar, a further drop in the dollar, Dave, if that would happen. But that would also tend to want to raise crude oil. So, I mean, you know, it's one of those double-edged swords. It's hard to get one without the other because the outlying factors that would pop up out there should be supportive. If they're supportive to corn in that respect, they're also supportive to crude oil.
The monthly EIA report is more of a lagging indicator because it goes back and looks at the October, for example, and here we are in December, did show that production was 308 million bushels versus 295 of September, 217 a year ago. But again, a lagging indicator, and what I look at is the RBOB and ethanol, and good gosh, gasoline, 161 the gasoline down to 87 while the ethanol up at 161. You're losing money blending.
They're losing money blending, and you know, like I say, it has to be because of the mandate now. It's not because it's economical to do so. And as we were listening to, I believe it was one of the specials that either you or Todd were talking, and we really don't have blending police. Before, it had always been economical, so
right.
People went in and done it. But we don't really have a fine line or people out there checking to see that they're going ahead and blending. And, you know, it might not be happening right now just out of the simple fact that there aren't people really overseeing this. We would like to think that... you know, that the increase in this would happen and the attitude of going a little more green with renewable fuels would keep the gas companies honest. But, you know, we can't always depend on just personal honesty in the big business.
Do you think in the beans that buying breaks will be the mode of operation as long as South America weather remains questionable?
As long as South America weather remains questionable, number one, Dave, which we do have a little better forecast for the end of next week, long ways out, over 7 days out. It's generally not a real good or firm forecast what we feel, but it is tending to do that. But also, we're going to be watching very closely how China's activity continues, because even with poor weather, if China backs out of the market, it's more China than it is weather.
Thank you much, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
That's Wayne Nelson. He is with L&M Commodities out of New Market, Indiana.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3758. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Let's go ahead and look at the current tick in Kansas City. March wheat at 608 down 3 at the Board of Trade. March wheat 591 down 1. July 615 down 3 quarters. March corn 393 and a quarter down a quarter. July 412 and a quarter down 2. September September is not trading at the moment. So if I go ahead and click over here into, well, I can't reach out there and get it for you at the moment. Let's go ahead, though, and continue. January beans now 937 down 1.5. March 946 up a half. July 965 down 3.5. January soybean meal is at 292.30 up 20, while January soybean oil is at 3207. It's down 14. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana.